American cradle of liberty.
Look at you! You're a freak!
What are we alive for except to grab all the kicks we can? To contaminate our society.
Now being renovated.
Mr. Dowd.
Nope, it's me, Mr. Ramirez, podcasting live from the recent past in the beautiful Dogwater Studios, high above the funnest city in America, Reno, Nevada. And joining me today, my homie, Dogwater Dick. And that's it, just me and him. Where's Rory? We're just getting ready to get married. But it's okay, we got Stevie Cooper in here giving us music, and that fucking rules.
We're talking out of our ass.
Oh, it's freestyle.
It's the Rick and Nick show.
That's right.
It's the Rick and Nick show. It's the two Icks show. The Ick show and the Ick show.
Yeah. Like last week. Last week we had Viva Revenge, which was like four dudes. And today we have one woman, Stevie Cooper, here with us. Say hi, Stevie.
Hello, hello.
And I just want to say welcome to the show. Listeners and Stevie.
Oh, thank you very much.
And hi, Corey. That's Stevie's mom, Corey Lynn, who was played TJ's mom in the movie Nowhere Nevada.
Holy crap. Dude, she was crazy. Yeah. Is she totally like that in real life?
not quite the same crazy.
Smoking, methed out fiend being controlled by aliens.
We're all good crazy.
And Nick, what the fuck was that? Was she like, I still didn't understand that, like at the end of me watching that movie several times. Like, was she like under the control? It never really explains. Was she like, he's like, my mom's acting really weird. You think like if she's methed out crazy chick, then she would act weird all the time and he wouldn't think that was weird. Was she like being controlled by the aliens or what was the deal with that?
Well, I don't want to spoil it. Okay, so don't listen.
Oh,
if,
God.
If you're listening.
Oh, spoiler alert. I didn't even think about that.
Well, you can get Nowhere Nevada on Amazon Prime right now, streaming.
Why would anybody in our audience not have seen that movie by now?
Right. Of course, she's being controlled by the alien.
Okay.
Christy has some magical powers. And if you watch it next time, Rick, and listen for the noises, because they're supposed to be cues, sound cues for you.
Fuck.
And whenever those noises go on, something funny's happened, dude. You know? So go back and watch it again.
Okay.
But stream it on Amazon Prime because we get money for that every time.
Fucking right.
Also, you can get hard copies if you want to keep, you know, keep it.
Yes.
So you can go online. Look, nowherenevada.com's got all the info.
And that's what I have.
Right. You got the production team version.
There's a pre-release. You mean it's different from the one that's out there now?
Yeah, the one that's out there on Wild Eye Releasing has got a different packaging, and that's pretty much it. It's the same movie inside, though.
Oh, okay.
The packaging is different.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, they changed that up, and they also put out their own trailer for
it. And those t-shirts are on the t-shirt I'm wearing tonight. It just happens to be. Stevie walked in, and I'm wearing the t-shirt, and she's all, my mom's in that movie.
Hey, my mom's in that.
Yeah. See? Synchronicity, folks.
Holy crap. So it must have been wild being raised by that insane woman.
Right. I don't think she's, I don't believe she's possessed by aliens in real life.
She's a great actress. She convinced
Rick. Oh, she's fantastic. Yeah.
I believe it. If I saw her at the store, I would totally expect.
You wouldn't know it was her because you'd walk right by because you're like, that's not her. That lady's really pretty.
They kind of messed her up for the movie, huh?
Yeah.
She's supposed to look like
strung out.
Yeah, she had to smoke some cigarettes to like prepare so she didn't look like she was like a 15-year-old just trying for the first time again.
She was
pissed. She was like,
so she had been a smoker before and then she quit?
Yeah, and then she quit for a long period of time and hates cigarettes now.
Oh my God.
Like,
so
having to just like barely like wean herself on so she, you know, could at least be fluid on screen.
Dude, that's
she
an actor.
Natural.
You'd
she
be like
natural.
Imagine if somebody was like, oh, I know you had a real problem with this and you were addicted and everything was terrible, but just for this show you have to do it and you're just like, oh, I hate this so much, but I'm gonna do it anyway. That's fucking rad.
Yeah, well, she hates it enough now that I don't think she would ever go back to being a smoker.
So she did go back to quit after the movie.
Yeah.
Thank you, Corey. Oh,
can you imagine if she'd gotten back on it and then her life took a turn for the worse? And then we write about how Nowhere Nevada wrecked her life.
Yeah. Well, we won't make her smoke cigarettes in the sequel.
Yeah, write it into the script that she's quit.
Yeah. She was doing that because of reasons. Now she doesn't have to, maybe. I don't know. Anyway, how was your week, Stevie? What did you do?
Oh, man, my week was good. I work most of the... I'm actually on my last day, night of work tonight. I bartend, so I close tonight, but...
Do you want to tell everybody where you bartend at?
Chapel Tavern.
Oh, rad. Yeah. I love Chapel. That's a good spot.
It's a fun place. I love bartending there. But, yeah, I work... So my schedule is kind of opposite of everybody else. I wake up early on Saturdays and Sundays, work Friday through Monday. Ah. So. Yeah, but it was a good work week. It was busy. We had the Kentucky Derby.
Oh, yeah.
Fun. Everybody in big hats and stuff.
A lot of mint juleps.
So many mint juleps.
Dude, and Chapel is, it used to be, it's now, wait, which one is the one that used to be the gay bar?
Chapel, yeah. It was the 1099 club, yeah.
Dude, so I always wondered if there was like, if it was haunted by the ghosts of old, like bathroom blowjobs or some like horrific, like drag queen Olympic type things.
So far, no experiences, but I think I would love that if I'm closing the bar and just hang out with some dead drag queens. it would be much more amusing than just closing the bar by myself.
Dude, I remember going there, and they would when I was a young hot twink. I would go there, and you could just play free pool all night long, and I'd get drunk, and there'd be all these creepy old dudes and. Now I'm the creepy old dude. So.
Did you ever score from the 1099?
No, and most of the time I went there with like a boyfriend, so I'd be like,
and those were the old days.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I would get drunk and do meth. Yeah, and play pool.
Well, so. Yeah, that wasn't my point, but far out.
Oh.
way to let the cat out of the bag on that one, Rick. Jeez.
Most of the gay bars were like, you know, old dudes with meth, and then they would like give meth to younger dudes for free.
Yikes.
And then like with the hope that if they were hella methed up, they would sleep with them. But you wouldn't sleep because you were on meth, so the whole plan is flawed, really. Anyway.
Wow. Well, that's Gay Reno of the past.
Yeah, it's not like that anymore, is it? Except that, I won't say. I won't say. But somebody had their bachelor party there recently. Wink, wink. Not recently. That was years ago. Huh.
Well, okay. How was your weekend, Rick? What did you do?
I was trapped all weekend with Down and Out. So Down and Out is, they call themselves punk, but I think they're more metal. But they can be whatever they want to be. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
You know, if you think that's what you are, that's what you are. But they seem kind of metal-y to me. But then I don't know what these kids call things nowadays. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know. It changes and I can't keep up. I'm like, well,
holy crap.
My own definitions.
Dude, they were fucking talented and they knew their shit. And we got like 7 or 8 songs done in the weekend, fully tracked and everything. And then I played it back today and was like, this shit sounds great. They were on top of their shit. And then the best part, they were funny as fuck.
Oh, yeah.
They were so fucking funny. They're like, we laughed so hard all weekend. They kept like saying funny things. And there was this one dude in the band that everybody says is gay. And so the whole weekend is just like him going, I'm not gay. But I'm not gay. Like, just because I suck dick sometimes, it doesn't mean I'm gay, you know? And he's just making jokes about, like... I keep telling other people the joke, and it doesn't seem funny, but it was really funny at the time. But he was just like, what? Just because I suck homeless dudes' dicks, doesn't mean I'm gay. I'm just experimenting. I'm a scientist, okay? It's not. And I laughed so hard when he fucking said that. And anyway.
It's pretty funny.
So it's like, and then the weird thing is, I halfway through the weekend, I'm like, wait, do they know that I'm gay? It's like that never came up. And then I always think like, did I? And then I'm saying faggot and stuff. And then they think I like either they know I'm gay or they think that I'm fucking like just this scary old like gay hater. Like, no, I'm gay, so it's okay that I say faggot. But I didn't know if they knew that. I don't know. It was one of those weird. And then I'm thinking, like, what band did they hear about me from? And then do they know I'm gay? And then do they, like, you know, I'm doing the math in my head, and I still don't know.
After
know
a lot of podcasts, I've had the band, you know, something will come up, and I'll be like, yeah, you know, because Rick's gay, blah, blah, blah. And they'll be all, he is? I've had that more than one time, Rick.
No, for real. Yeah. Yeah.
Sometimes you just need a tattoo on the forehead. I've talked about that before. with gal friends who are, gay, but feminine. They're just like, no, I'm trying to hit on you. You don't understand. You have to like reference, my previous girlfriend.
To try to pass on
the hint, you know?
Yeah. Nice.
Totally. It's not like, yeah. Oh, fuck. And then most of them were, like, some of them were hella lispier than I was, and I don't think they're gay. I wish someone was gay.
Yeah, I mean,
hell, young dudes.
Sometimes, I mean, even Rory's gestures and the way he talks. Oh, just all, God. Are you sure you're not gay, dude?
Rory's so fucking gay. Rory's gay in every way except for the being attracted to men part. That's the only way that he's not
he
gay.
Is, he is super tidy. He's doing really well with his money now. Like, I mean.
Like, really has it together.
Yeah, has his shit together. Fuck. He's clean.
So weird.
He's nice.
I got to see the new place, though. I got to see how quick they wreck it.
Yes, yes. Rory's moved into the new palace, Shay Dowd, and getting ready to get married and start the new life there in his castle.
But, Nick, one thing at a time, because, like, I'm going to see the place the first time on the wedding weekend, and then, but between now and then, we still have Mary Anarchy.
That's right.
So is that all as planned out and awesome as it was going to be?
Yeah, it is what Mary Anarchy is every year.
Fuck. So, Stevie, are you playing Mary Anarchy?
I am not.
Not okay. This year.
No.
No.
Fuck. You're one of the like five people who isn't playing Mary Anarchy this year.
Yeah, we have a pretty good list this year. It fills up, and I think I'm going with a 25 cutoff next time because it's just too many people now. I think we're at 30.
Oh,
that's so hard.
Yeah.
And you got to like, it's on the stage, off the stage, on the stage. When you get too much, you end up with more setup time than music.
Yes.
And then it always happens that it fucking starts falling behind and then you are fucked.
But it doesn't always. That's the thing. We've had really tight years.
But when it does go wrong, it's like,
yeah,
we're screwed.
It's
and
a
now
domino
the,
effect.
And now the headliner is going to play at 3 a.m.
Yeah, and that really bums them out when they're on at 1. Nobody's really open
Fuck.
At 3. But
right.
He'd like to
I
exaggerate.
Love to exaggerate. Yeah. I exaggerate sometimes.
But yeah, well, we're going to be on top of that as much as we can. And I'm only not going to be there for part of the day on Saturday. So I give you my pledge that I will keep track of that and
Fuck
help
yeah.
stage manage. And Dave Massoud's going to help out with stage managing too, I think, a little
Dave's
bit.
So rad.
Help keep things on track. And of course we got Rory hosting and we got Elgin Alway, the comedian.
Nice.
So that'd be nice.
I haven't
his first time
seen Elgin
hosting
in a while.
Yeah. I always thought he was pretty funny. And a friend of the show too, he was I think our first comedian on the show.
Yeah.
And he was still just learning a little bit, but he still was fucking funny as fuck, dude.
Like, he was one of the first people to, like, after the show we ended up talking. I think it was after the show that day. And we ended up talking for like hours. Like
yeah,
we just like hung out and talked for hours.
Yeah, he's a good dude.
So fuck yeah. So and did you do? Did we already go over your weekend?
Oh well, this weekend, Friday we went to a buffet, went home and stayed out of
which buffet did you
Cinco
go to?
Cinco de Mayo. We stayed away from all that. Harris Buffet because we got a half price locals card.
Dude,
it
I
was
hated
seafood.
All the fucking casinos jacked up their. But I used to go to casino buffets all the time because it was a fun like treat and eat way too much and all this different shit. And then like they all. Do you remember it was like maybe like fuck 10 years ago or something? They suddenly went from like $15 the thing or less if you're a local to like $30 a plate
on the weekends. Yeah.
Like and it was like shit. Like I can't dude. If you're more expensive than sushi, I will never eat you.
That's the only time they have crab legs too.
That's why it's cool at Harris, because if you get the locals, you get 2-for-1, basically, or half price, and me and my wife go, so.
And so then how much is it on the?
Instead of $30, it's $15 each, you know, so. And it's got the crab you can eat, so we go do that. And the prime rib's really good that night.
Yeah, I just stopped trying. I go to Genghis Khan once in a while, because it's like $7, but it sucks. But I'm okay with it.
I used to work there.
Dude, do you? Dude, are they all, because they all like look.
I worked at a Genghis Grill at one point.
Wait, which one, where's that at?
I worked at the one that is closed now, the one in Sparks.
And that's a place where you get the meat and everything and then cook it yourself?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Fuck.
That's good.
I like bartending a lot more.
Yeah, it's probably funner.
Yeah.
More fun.
Damn, bartending. Oh, he's another bartender. We've had a few bartenders in a row now.
Hell yeah. So anyway.
A lot of musicians bartend, I think.
Yeah. Good buffet. And then Saturday we went to go see Guardians of the Galaxy at 6.
Nice.
But Ooh. Me and Mikey went to play video games in the arcade in the theater at the Riverside there.
Yeah.
And we're killing aliens playing the Terminator thing, I think it was, or something. And Mikey had set her purse some, you know, a few feet away. And we were still watching the video game that when she turned around, her purse was gone. Three no. fucking little kids. I call them little kids. They're probably 8th, 9th grade or something. Little fuckers, I'm pretty sure,
which
are the
theater?
Ones who took it. Riverside. Century Riverside.
Damn.
So that fucking put a kibosh on the 6 o'clock movie, and we had to go home and report
Shit.
Everything that got stolen. And
oh, that
she lost
sucks.
The phone.
That
sucks.
And they got you got no part of it back. They just
no,
like,
no. I'm sure they threw it in the trash or in the river or something.
Fuck.
That's
oh, that
I
totally
don't know.
Sucks. Did yeah. they did they get much money?
50 something bucks. Not that much. It's been damn. Worse.
Dude, I now that I live near downtown, I never used to go downtown at all, and it's like this whole other world. It's like Reno's such a small town, and everything is so friendly and nice, and it's friendly and nice downtown, but then if you get around like the Walgreens, is it Walgreens, like the one that's over the freeway?
Yeah, yeah.
Fuck, like you walk over there, and you're like, whoa, everything's different here. Like everybody's like, they bum money, and they're looking at your car, and they're looking at your
yeah,
bike.
Yeah, it's kind of, that Walgreens is kind of sketchy.
Dude, seriously, and they like lock all the cases, like, and I yeah. went I went on the candy aisle, and they said, assistance on the candy aisle, and I looked up, and I'm like, well, I'm the only one here. Why is there assistance? And then next thing I know, somebody's standing there going, okay, what kind of candy you want? Just like, and I realized anytime anybody enters the candy aisle, they send somebody to watch them.
Wow.
Because it's so like sketchy and they have so much theft there. And then I walk out and there's some fucking homeless person is all, can I please have your receipt? Can I please have your receipt? Do you have any money? No, I don't have any money. Can I have your receipt? What do you, fuck, what do you, is your deal? Because they want to take your receipt and then go inside and steal the stuff that you got and then return it with the receipt to get the money.
Wow.
So they dig through the trash Jesus. Looking for people that have thrown away receipts so that they can, it's like a whole, like a scam oh, thing man. To get money so you can continue your life of being a piece of shit.
Wow.
So I don't know that, but is it just me? Like, it seems like it's just Walgreens. And like just
most of the areas
Walgreens.
Surrounding aren't bad. It's like the Walgreens.
Right? Like Roberto's, I feel fine. And that's right across the street. But just the Walgreens parking lot over the freeway is fucking like sketchy as shit.
I like this, just the candy aisle too. Like none of, nobody steals important shit, just candy.
No. Well, I guess if you're, I've never been on the cosmetics aisle, but maybe they do the same thing. Assistance on cosmetics aisle. There's some sketchy fucker with a beanie and yeah, he's clearly not gay. looking at, I gotta tell them I'm being all, you know, I'm just looking for candy. And...
It's okay, I'm gay.
Right.
Oh, okay. Shop away, sir. We're sorry to bug you.
Fucking weird. So yeah, I don't know if you get, but apparently it's bad at the Riverside too because you'll get your fucking purse stolen.
Yeah, just and Midtown's getting that way too. People are stealing mm-hmm. from the stores and stuff. It's just like mm-hmm. all right. So with the influx of people, which is good for business, there's also fucking. Crime on the rise.
Dude, I don't want to be
petty,
Sacramento.
Stupid shit, too. Fucking.
You go to so fucking Sacramento, like, your car will really get broken in and stolen and shit, you know, if you're parked in the wrong area.
Wow.
And people got it, like, I don't want to be Sacramento.
Yeah. It just sucks, dude. Like, don't move here no more. Like, we got enough people. This is it.
Yeah.
Leave it alone.
Go away.
Go away. But yeah, I saw some magazine or something said that we were voted the funnest city
yep.
in America.
Yep. They wow. And there was a list of what each state represented to the rest of the country. And on that, and this is a separate thing. And on that one are what Nevada represents is doing illegal things legally.
That's, that sounds about right.
That's what we mean to the rest of the country. So of course we would be the funnest state.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah, but you know, they haven't been to most of it. You go to Winnemucca, it's like, well, no, I love Winnemucca.
You win more than the mucca.
The mucca.
When you go to Winnemucca. Sorry, that was old TV commercial or radio commercial.
I met a really fat girl in Elko.
Yeah, Elko. Lovelock. Any of these great places.
Hell yeah.
So yeah, that was my weekend, and then I was just kind of bummed the rest of the weekend, you know, like, people suck. I was in a people suck mode for a little while.
You know, but if you, I guess, I don't know, for somebody who's like, you know, you see something and it's just dangling in front of you. And I mean, do you think that, I don't know, I want to give people the benefit of the doubt that they just gave into a bad impulse at the wrong moment. Who knows? Maybe it was some homeless dude. No, that's not true.
It was
a stupid
three
kid.
Little turds, right?
Three, I'm pretty sure it was these three kids because they're the only ones that were else that were in there. And then that we didn't see, you know?
I was pretty shitty when I was a teenager, too.
I
didn't steal a lot.
I know it was them.
I stole from my family. I didn't steal from strangers.
Fucking kids. And, you know, whatever. You know, karma, bitch. Anyway.
Fuck. But enough about us, right?
Enough about us. Let's get to Stevie Cooper's music. Will you play a song for us, Stevie, so
yeah,
we can
sure.
set up play for the next segment?
Play one for the poor homeless people that have to fucking steal receipts from Walgreens.
Actually, I think this might be fitting.
Fucking mad.
He's calling for me, night and day. He's got everything I want in the worst kind of way. Jimmy's calling for me all the time, and I can't resist the temptation of crossing the line. Jimmy's calling for me night and day. I've been fiending for my fix, though I never say. Jimmy's calling for me all the time, and I can't resist the temptation of crossing the line. And I admit that I might need some help, 'cause there's a sickness in my heart, and it takes over my conscience. Oh, I'm addicted to the star, but I regret that after I begin. She makes me feel alright. She's the spark inside my darkness, the fire in my sky. And Mary's calling to me all the time, and I can't resist the temptation of crossing the line. Mary, oh, she makes me feel alright, more than a friend to me, my remedy. Oh, she can ease my mind. And I admit that I might need some help, 'cause there's a sickness in my heart, and it takes over all my constants. Oh, I'm a star, but I regret it after I begin. Jimmy's calling, Miley's calling, oh, Mary's calling, Tommy's calling, Lucy's calling, they won't stop calling, they don't stop calling, no, no.
Oh,
yeah.
Dude, so is it like about, like, are these people like drugs, or are they like druggies?
Yeah, they're like drugs. Because
I've had like my junkie friends calling me being like, come on, let's do some drugs.
Yeah.
Or like the ex-boyfriend that's like, I want to do meth every weekend. I'm like, no, we shouldn't do that.
Yeah, that one was, actually, a lot of the songs that I've written recently came from songwriting exercises that I got from my friend and guitar instructor Eric Stangland.
Eric's
that's
the
my
man.
Boy, man. He's like he's my sensei Yoda, man. I love him so
Hell
much.
Hell yeah, he's a good one. Yeah,
shit. If anybody wants lessons, go to him.
Hell
he's
yeah.
also got the one stop guitar that he does now, video lessons and stuff. They're really great. But he gives me these prompts and stuff like that that are fantastic. They just kind of give you, you know, when you start writing a song, it to just have a blank canvas and just like, okay, make a song, or, you know, to have a prompt like, hey, I want you to make a song. That one was, you know, don't be obvious about what you're saying. Make something like a metaphor to where some people might get it, but you like, you know, that one I could be talking about a boy and a girl, or you know, a bottle of Jim Beam and
or bad friends,
Mary Jane and bad friends.
Yeah,
and, you know.
Could have been. Wait, so, I only guessed it because we were talking about the homeless people at the Walgreens.
Yeah, yeah.
And you said it might be like
somewhat. It's not super relevant, but yeah.
Still, yeah, the temptation.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever it may be,
but I love that. Like a good song can be like ripped into six different directions.
Yeah,
you know, like you got like Sister Golden Hair. For me, that song's
I love that song,
dude. For me, that's about God, and so I'm totally totally like way off the. It's just like the.
I never
the
thought South, of it like that. I
it's
love
just
that
like
song.
The fucking South Park episode where he's like, you just say instead of baby, you say Jesus, and instead of like, and so I just like twisted it around like that, and it really helps that he says, I tried to make it Sunday. You know, like when you go to church.
Yeah, yeah.
Face. So yeah.
Anyway. There's that one Audio Slave song, Like a Stone, and some of the lyrics about it almost sounds like he's a stalker, but I often thought of him talking to God too. Like, you know, I wait for you there, like a stone, I wait for you there alone. And like,
that's a cool dark way of looking at it. I dig
and it takes something nice and makes it, dude. Fuck. So, and I do the same thing with the Cure's. The Cure has a song called High. Like, or no, yeah. And in it, he's all like, "I'll never let you go. I'll keep on holding you, my arms so tight. They'll never let you go." And it's supposed to be a nice song, and I twist it into being like he's some
twisted,
creepy stalker that's got her tied up in his trunk.
Yeah,
which is not right.
You know, so
in your house, I long to be. Rung by rung. Yeah, you know what I'm saying. It's weird because it does sound kind of creepy the way he does it in dark, but I think he's actually, to me, I think Chris Cornell's talking to God, you know, in a way, because I think he believes.
That's a way nicer way to look at it.
In his Jesus Christ pose, he believes. But who knows? I got to ask him, I guess. Stevie, do you know Chris Cornell?
I don't know if I do.
Okay. I know John Cornell, so.
I think that's cooler.
It's close. We'll ask John.
Huh.
Do you want to hear another song, Rick?
Yeah, I'd love to. How many do you have, Stevie, that you could just whip out?
I was told to have four or five prepared, so I can do.
Let's do another song.
Well, sure. We need you to play 10. Fucking right.
Yeah, the more you play, the more you play, the less we talk, the easier the show is for us.
Right,
damn, Nick, that's fucked up.
I know.
All right, let's see. I'll go ahead and do a slower one. I hope my voice can get up there right now.
You need a cough drop. You doing good?
I'm doing all right. Okay. I'm fine.
Are you feeling under the weather?
Not really. I was sick last week, and my throat's still. Dude, coming back from it.
The fucking rain we had over the when we go dry and then we get rain and then it goes dry again, like the fucking allergies go through the roof.
Yeah, and there's something gnarly going around too. I was sick for like a week and a half.
Oh, fuck.
It must be hard in the bar too, because I often get sick after visits to the bar.
And I live there.
My hands crack from how much I washed my hands last week.
Oh, God.
I try to be as cleanly as I can. Use gloves.
Yeah, and then after a while, that antibacterial get, you know.
Fuck that shit, dude.
Right?
Dude, I mean, it smells like vodka. I can't have vodka all over my hands.
After a while, it doesn't work anymore. That's the thing, too. You get immune to it, you know?
Yeah, or the germs do. Pretty bad.
Anyway, I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, no worries. Oh, the last one was called Addicted to the Start. Forgot to mention that. And then this one is... very kind of typically called love.
Love, take your hold off me. I am no longer held by gravity. You keep pulling me in. I don't know how to begin to leave. take your hands off me. I'm falling hard, but I ain't gonna land softly. He takes me so high with every look in his eyes. But there are times when I feel so low. So I run away from the pain so I can try to live again. But when I run from all the noise and can no longer hear his voice, silence just reminds me I'm alone. Yeah. Oh, please give back my life. On my knees asking why. Oh, please give me back my pride. I'm on my knees with my hands to the sky. Love, take your hold off me. I'm no longer held by gravity. You keep pulling me in. I don't know how to begin to leave. No, 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 no. Oh, please give back my life. I'm on my knees. Oh, please give me back my pride. I'm on my knees with my hands to the sky. Hold off me, oh love, take your hold on me. Love, 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 take your hold on me. Love, take your hold of me.
Damn vibe in there.
You did it. You got the high note. That was beautiful.
Yes, I was worried about that one.
I saw you smile afterwards.
Yes, I was like, oh, it didn't crack.
It was awesome.
Here we go.
Great job.
Oh, thank you.
So when did you get started playing guitar?
My stepdad, Aaron, actually, he got me, my dad got me my first guitar on Valentine's Day when I was really young. I think I was like 10 or 10? So, and you know, I learned like I learned a Nirvana tune, just you know, just yeah. Single picking. I didn't really like start seriously playing them. My stepdad got me one when I was slightly older, but I didn't really start just like picking it up and wanting to like songwrite and play around and kind of get more serious about it until I was like sophomore in high school or so. Mm. But I didn't sing in front of anyone until I was 19. I was very, very, very scared of rejection. And
what was that, like a couple years ago or something?
Not too long ago. I'm 25 now.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, it's because something that I think I'm doing much better on getting over, you know, but yeah. That was a big hurdle, I think. But and then didn't really start getting like more like wanting to be a serious musician until after college. I just don't think I didn't have the time. I was a student and then I played basketball too.
Oh,
and so I would play busy. For fun, you know, just to like relax after. Yeah, but after basketball was over, I was able to focus on music more.
Awesome. So is that your like primary goal right now is music?
Yeah, I think I'm starting to put that, you know, top priority list and trying to kind of a newer thing, but I've got some really great friends like Eric and other people who are believing in the dream with me, so it's really, really cool.
So you've been playing seriously for the last 6 years or like a little less?
No, less than that. It's probably for the last like two or three.
Nice. And has it always been a solo thing?
It has not quite always. Most of my career has been solo based.
Everybody loves the chick bass player. That's rad.
But I'm, you know, have played with a few different friends and stuff.
I think Rick thinks you play the bass. Is that what you're saying?
Oh no, no.
I'm sorry.
That's
Did I mishear something?
She meant bass like solo based.
Yeah, based. Sorry.
Oh,
yeah.
Bass. Solo I thought you said solo bass, and then I was all just like fucking
female Les Claypool, you know.
Right. I'd love to pick up the bass at some point, but no, not
solo
right now.
Solo bass. I get it. Sorry.
But
I listen sometimes.
I got a taste of playing with the band, and I love it. And it's a lot of fun. I was recently in a band called Elements of Truth, and we disbanded a little not too long ago.
Were they just assholes?
No, man. Bands I'm starting to realize are like relationships, but being in a relationship with six different people.
Yep.
And they can be difficult, but like relationships, you know, you got to know when, you know, what's best for you, do what's best for you sometimes.
Yep. It's all about compromise until that asshole pushes you too far. And then it's about fucking fuck you. That's what happened, huh?
And I'm not going to say that.
I'm kidding. I'm just making this up, I swear.
No,
like,
no.
They're
great. They have great music, and I definitely wish them the best. But I've been playing around with some other friends of mine. I think we're going to start up some projects here soon.
Are they going to be playing your stuff?
I think we're going to do a mix. I'm working on just barely bare bones starting right now. A solo EP that I'm working on, and I have some friends who are super talented that have offered to play on it, so I'm really excited about that. And then a couple of those same friends want to start maybe start songwriting together and do something separate as well, and that's something that I'm pretty stoked on, because they, you know, I know music as far as, you know, I came from it as learning to sing and songwrite and learning guitar tabs and stuff, you know, and they're like jazz musicians, and so they teach me a lot, and it's really great working with people who are way better than you.
Fuck yeah.
Who learn a lot more, you know. I've learned more in the last year than I have, you know, in a very long time, so it's really cool.
Dude, that's awesome. And just know that, like, because we're all older, and we've watched musicians work in town for a long time, and there are people that, like, they always break up out of a band over and over again. And if that continues to happen to you, just know that it's probably you and not everybody else.
I would like to think that I could be that introspective. But, you know, we all like to think that we can be that way more than we actually are. But we shall see.
Hell yeah. Dude, but yeah, fucking, I know a lot of people that are hella talented on their own, and then they get together with somebody, and when the relationship works, it's like the shit that comes out of the group is so much better than anybody would do on their own.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's true.
Well, and the, you know, my friends, they write from a completely different standpoint, and I love it, because I feel kind of constricted, you know. I don't know how to play the keys very much, you know, not really at all. I love jazz and I love R&B, and you know, I grew up with a lot of that, and I love singing it, but a lot of times, you know, I don't really know how to do that yet, you know, and so it's nice being surrounded by musicians who can.
Yeah, it's inspiring. It makes you take risks and stuff.
Exactly,
too.
Yeah. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, very cool. Your mom sings and plays too, right?
Yeah, my mom sings. My mom sings, and she's recently started teaching herself how to read music, and we got a piano at the house. Mm-hmm. Now a really beautiful piano at the house. So she's started teaching herself that.
And, fucking rad. Yeah.
Very cool. So it's kind of in your blood too.
Yeah, my dad's a musician too. Yeah. It's kind of cool. I'm pretty proud of that. My dad has been playing music all my life. He opened up for Quiet Riot the day I was born.
Wow.
Yeah.
Damn.
And my kapuna, my grandpa on my dad's side, he toured for decades in a band called the Lelands, and he's a phenomenal musician.
That sounds familiar. Lelands.
Yeah, they played a lot. They played in town. They would come to, because they were like a variety, you know, in the days when like variety acts were super dope, you know, which I wish we still were.
Yeah.
But, you know, so they did comedy. He like did fire dancing because he was the island boy in the group. So he did some fire dancing, and then they would play music and, you know, he'd play the trombone at the same time that he played bass and crazy shit like that.
Wow. Yeah. Which island is he from?
Oahu.
Nice.
I
didn't know. It could have been like Tongan or Samoan. Yeah. I had no idea.
Oh, yeah. He's
from, like, narrow it down. Yeah,
the family. I believe we have family on Kauai, too, but we're kind of distant. I haven't been over there in a little while. But, yeah, so my dad's a band right now, too, Seasons of Insanity.
Wait, your dad's what?
Is in a band called Seasons of Insanity.
We know them.
Yeah,
yeah.
With Shane, Jeff, yeah. And yeah, my dad's a bass player, Gus.
Oh, cool!
Nice. Yeah. Damn.
And they've got he's got a little side project going on that I'm pretty stoked about too. They're his old band Absolute, that opened for Quiet Riot when I was born. They're doing a reunion show in June, and I'm pretty excited about it. I'm gonna join them for a song.
Oh, cool!
Yeah,
where's that gonna be?
Oh man, this is terrible. I should know this. It's on my phone.
Somewhere local, though?
Yes, it's in Sparks. I believe it's in Sparks.
Oh, cool.
I can't remember the name of the venue right now. But, yeah, that'll be fun. It's forcing me to learn how to play metal, which is very different, because I just got, built up my electric rig this past year. I poured all my money into getting, all the fixings. But it's a whole new world, and playing metal is definitely different, but it's really fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sounds sweet, dude. But you should have your own rig, and you should be able to rock like that when it's necessary.
Definitely.
You know?
Yeah.
The band Down and Out that was here over the weekend, one guy in the band, the bass player, owned all of the equipment for everybody else.
Are you serious?
Yeah. So like all the guitar, both the other two guitar players were playing his shit.
Wow.
And so, I would go over and be all, okay, so is this your rig? And is this like, is it okay if I adjust stuff, or are you super like precious about it? And they're like, I don't even know, it's the bass players. Like, and I was all, you own all of this, and all you do is play bass? He's all, I'm not a bass player, I just had to play bass. Cause, you know how that is, Nick.
I get it to an extent. That shit's expensive, but at the same time, it's nice, you know, knowing your own stuff and you know.
And then, dude, when you get like whacked out on drugs, you can pawn it. So that's
helpful. It's like money in the bank,
right? For real.
Yeah, a little savings idea.
So,
Very cool. Do you have any gigs coming up?
I don't have any coming up right now because I kind of just started both of these two new projects. But I just barely made my Facebook music page.
Oh, cool. So people
can
go to
Facebook.
Yeah, it's a Stevie Cooper Music, and it's no E on the end. So it's STEVICOOPER. Music. You should know how to spell music.
Do you put a heart over the I? I want you to do that.
You know, sometimes. I can't do it on a keyboard, though. It's bullshit.
They got somebody working on that right now. The lab, I'm sure.
You should. I mean, you can do it on your phone to where it has the accent marks, you know? I think it should have.
Right?
To where you can do the heart.
I want the I with the heart.
Oh, but yeah, I'll be being much more active on that in the months to come, since I'm starting on these projects, I'll announce stuff on there and shows that I'll be doing.
Hell yeah,
very
well,
cool.
Rad.
So
well,
look
dude,
on
your
Facebook
parents
for that.
And you and God, we're getting into deep generations. Right. Dude, Nick, in a few years, this podcast is going to be the grandchildren of the people that we worshipped a few years ago.
Yeah, you know? It's crazy. You bet.
So sad.
like, yeah, people who were in eighth grade when we started the podcast are playing out now.
Totally.
In the world.
And they were too young to hear the dirty stuff we normally talk about when we're not being nice.
Yeah, we're tame today.
Right.
But that's good.
No need to censor yourself.
I feel like with just me, Stevie, and Rick, it's a real intimate, nice setting, and we don't.
Yeah, it seems
we don't have
sweet.
To
without fucking the other Rick and Rory
rub
and
our
Chewy
balls on it,
up.
Or anything, right? You know? Yeah,
I don't like it when girls pee on me.
Right, right.
It's the kind of thing Chewy would say if he was here.
Freebasing with gays,
right?
The other topics we've had on the show, yes,
right.
Well, Steve, I'm going to have you play me one more song, and then we'll get to some meat and potatoes.
Sure.
And then
a
couple
one?
More songs. We'll get out of here.
This one I have not named. I have a terrible habit of writing an entire song and then getting stuck on what the fuck I want to name it.
Let me and Rick name it.
Yeah.
We'll
yeah,
listen
man.
To it, and we'll come up with
yeah,
some ideas.
Totally.
You
totally.
Got it.
The devil came to me when I am my low. He said, baby girl, you got nowhere to go. I was once a pure soul like you. They say I fell from grace, but I found better things to do. I can give you anything you desire. You've been cold too long. Come on and play with the fire. 'Cause I do what I want and I take what I need. I can show you the world if you just come with me. Have it all on your plate. I'm talking lobster and steak. And there's bottles of scotch to wash the monsters away. You'll have dessert before supper. Sex with any lover. The downers and the uppers. Be a bad motherfucker. It's easy to ignore the demons that follow. Plenty distractions to keep from feeling hollow. There's just one thing to ask yourself. If you let me take your soul with me back to hell. Oh, whoa, whoa, whoa. Or is it worth your soul? Oh, whoa, whoa, whoa. Oh, you can have it all. Oh, whoa, whoa. Oh, is it worth your soul? Oh, whoa, what are the dark? Oh, you can have it all. Got it all on my plate. I'm eating lobster and steak. But all these bottles of scotch can't wash these monsters away. I eat dessert before supper. Have sex with any lover. Mix the downers with the uppers. I'm a bad motherfucker. But I can't ignore these demons that follow. All these distractions, but I still feel hollow. Now I'm starting to ask myself if there's a way that I can get my soul back from hell. No, 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 no. It wasn't worth my soul. No, 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 no. Oh, I don't want it all. No, 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 no. It wasn't worth my soul. No, no, no. No, 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 no. No, I don't want it
This is where my friend Corinne usually does a really beastie ass keys solo. But I'll shorten it up because there's no key solo. No, it wasn't worth my soul. No, 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 no. Oh, I don't want it all. No, 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 no. It wasn't worth my soul. No, no.
Yes.
Fuck yeah.
That's good.
Okay, Nick, what do you want to name it?
I was going with the devil, but then I was thinking it wasn't worth my soul would be a good name.
Oh, wasn't worth my soul. That's pretty good.
Ooh, I like it. Thanks, okay. Guys.
And I was thinking about something a little. Well, I was thinking a little bit less like direct, like maybe smoke and mirrors.
Yeah.
Smoke and mirrors.
Or
yeah. Ooh.
And then I also thought for a minute I was thinking straw into gold. Like, you remember the old fairy tale about the guy who could spin straw into gold?
Rumpelstiltskin.
Yeah, which has nothing to do with your story, except for that it would be like the idea that you could do something magical.
Yeah, that's cool.
But then you want to get out of a deal, you know? So I like that. So I was like pulling on that for a minute in my head.
I dig it. I got some cool things to work with. I like those. I can't decide a favorite right now. But it'll be one of those.
Okay.
I promise. Thanks,
Nick's
guys.
Nick's is really good. So.
Well, it's pretty obvious.
It wasn't
like,
worth my soul.
Very obvious choices there.
That's not necessarily bad.
Ooh, what about All Is Vanity? Maybe not.
What is it?
All Is Vanity.
Ooh.
And that's from Ecclesiastes in the Bible, where it's all like, he's like, fucking all this shit's just vanity, and you guys just got to relax. But actually, that story ends up being about like, so just have a good time and fuck life anyway. So
I don't mind that message.
All Is Vanity. Fuck yeah. Well, fucking rad, you guys.
Yeah. We're
that
halfway
was,
there.
That was a nice story you just told.
Aww. Now you have to tell us some of your back history and some of your favorite things and stuff like that.
Sure.
Give me the music.
As you wish, Mr. Ramirez.
Thank you, Zombo. Yes, it's time for the worst little quiz. This is where we're going to ask Stevie Cooper really personal, awkward, and fun questions about her, get to know her really well, and score subjectively and give her a rank and file for her efforts. Stevie, you ready to go?
Yes.
All right. First, we're going to go Nick, Rick. How's that sound, Rick?
Okay.
First question, Stevie, what was the first concert that you ever went to?
The first concert I went to was the Backstreet Boys.
Oh my
you
god.
You get a lot of points for that.
Yeah. Oh my god.
It was fun. It was great. Backstreet Boys and Cisco did the thong song as well. He opened up. and Fergie's first band also.
Black Eyed Peas?
No, before the Black Eyed Peas, I don't even remember what it was called.
Okay.
But yeah, she had like a girls band before that, and they opened up, and then Cisco opened up, and then the Backstreet Boys, you know, flew around on cables and made my little girl dreams come true.
It was awesome.
God, how old were you?
Oh man, I don't even know.
But were you hella into them when that was happening?
So into them.
Oh my
yes,
god!
I'm a Backstreet Boys girl. I loved NSYNC too, but you know, if I had to choose,
dude, back in the day, my first
that's a good question.
My first boyfriend was a 22-year-old guy, and his favorite band was New Kids on the Block. And he just like if they did anything, he had giant books about them and all this crazy stuff. I was like, such a queer.
All right, Rick, your question.
Oh, what was the first album you ever bought with your own money?
Ooh, first album I ever bought with my own money was TLC Fan Mail.
Dude, so that's I can see where your vocal stuff is kind of, I mean, you're kind of like heavy duty singing, like R&B sounding stuff, and
yeah, soulful voice,
right?
I do love the soul and R&B.
Very cool, yeah. Very cool. Okay, I hate to do it, but
no. I was going to avoid all the bad questions.
Okay.
She's such a sweet girl.
No, let's throw them at me.
Let's do...
God, this is so awful.
Do you have any hidden tattoos?
Hidden tattoos.
Because I can see you got some...
nothing in like super provocative places, but across my chest over here, I have Lauryn Hill quote. Says, let's love ourselves, then we can't fail. And then I have a love and basketball tattoo on my foot from when I was 18. That was my very first one.
Very cool. Very cool.
Yeah. But then, yeah, the sleeves and the, I mean, once I got my hand tattooed, I was like, yeah, there's no going back. So I'm just probably going to be covered at some point.
Yeah. You're addicted to the ink.
I do. I love it.
Right on.
Can't say I'm not.
Rick, your turn.
If you were to, if you could punch anybody in the face and start a fight with them throughout history, who would you pick?
Oh, that's difficult. I would probably say Donald Trump's mom.
Ooh.
Oh, that's a nice twist. Yeah. When you start with Donald Trump, I'm like, everybody picks Donald Trump.
But somebody,
you,
that shit came
from
somewhere, man.
You jump to his mom. You're like, I'm going to punch your mom in the face.
No, never mind. I was going to say something so terrible.
Like, maybe what, kick her in the...
punch her in the gut when she was
Oh, God. Right.
That's awful.
That is awful.
You're going to get a lot of points for that. Yeah. Okay.
That was a creative spin on something everybody hates. So
very, very nice. Good. If you were on a road trip with anybody in history, who would you like to take that road trip with? Across America.
Ooh, road trip across America. Dead or alive?
Yes.
Betty White.
She's still alive.
Brad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
At first I was thinking Jimi Hendrix, because we would probably smoke a lot of weed and do a lot of LSD. But but I think I would have greater conversation probably with the greatest conversation with Betty White.
Very cool.
Make me want to take acid.
I don't think anyone's ever said Betty White on that question.
That's
so
rad.
I mean, you get extra points for originality.
That's my gal.
Were you a Golden Girls kid?
Oh, totally.
I watched Golden Girls so much.
Yeah.
Like, I know every word of every episode. It's sickening.
Oh, yeah. Golden Girls is definitely one of the top shows for me.
Fuck, I love that show. Okay. Oh, I think Riku has one.
You are being escorted to a gas chamber by a clown. Which comedian would you like to be that clown?
Are they going in with me?
No, they're just leading you there.
Oh, they're just leading me there.
Like trying to comfort you on your way to your death.
I would say, because it's hypothetical, delirious age Eddie Murphy.
Eddie Murphy. Nice.
Eddie Murphy, but it's got to be like the full red suit.
Yeah.
The full red suit that he wore in Delirious.
Hell yeah.
Right when he's on top of the world.
Yes.
Coming up. Actually, that one, Delirious, kind of broke him, too. Like, that pushed him even farther
out
with that.
I prefer that one over Raw.
Yeah, like, me too. Me
which
too.
Is the one that you can't see the audience through the whole show. There was one that I watched, and it distracted me so much that you couldn't see the audience.
That might be Raw.
And I started thinking, there's no audience. They're just piping in crowd noise. And he's like doing it to nothing.
Studio. He definitely interacted with the audience a lot more in Delirious.
Okay.
He like that was the one where he took a picture of his junk.
Oh yeah,
with
fuck
a random
that was
audience
rad. Dude, some of that his fucking early stuff, everybody I knew had that on cassette when I was a kid. Everybody.
Yep.
We heard those jokes like 1,000 times.
That
was so rad.
They're super quotable.
And then Eddie got super serious and wasn't funny anymore.
Yeah, and then he got then he got busted like with a tranny in his car. And
yeah,
let's not forget.
Yeah, and he didn't play it off cool or just be like, yeah, it's my friend, whatever.
It's inappropriate to call them trannies now. I think that person was a tranny. So
I remember hearing
those were different times,
right? But that, I think it was like a dude in a dress.
Okay, I got one. Let's see. Do you prefer? Oh, I'm trying to do rapid fire. We're not.
No,
doing that
we're
yet.
Still on questions.
We're still on regular questions. Okay. Right.
On your death,
thank
where
you,
would you haunt?
Ooh, where would I haunt?
Yes.
I would probably haunt my place of work and just fuck with all my coworkers.
Yay, with the drag queen ghosts.
Yes, I would hang out with the drag queen ghosts, and we would kick it and mess with everybody.
Yeah.
Over at chapel. All right. Haunting work. That gets some points. Let me think of a good one here.
What is your favorite drunk food?
Drunk food?
Yes.
Ooh, favorite drunk food is probably, if it's available, which is usually not at the hours that I am drunk, Thai food, but like really greasy tacos.
Oh, Jim Boys.
Yeah, Jim Boys. Jim Boys is up there. Los Cuatro Vientos.
Very Reno, because Jim Boys is one of the only places open that late.
Yeah, definitely. Jim Boys tacos have saved my life a few times.
Although the last time I was at Jim Boys, the soda tasted like cleaner, and I felt sick afterwards. No. And I was like, oh, I love this place. Now I got that memory.
I mean, it saves your life at the time being, and then like a few hours later, wrecks your life.
Yeah. Yeah. And then you're like, I shouldn't drink. No, you shouldn't eat Jim Boys. The booze didn't hurt you at all.
I don't know which one this is from.
Rick, do you want to just go to the rapid fire? I can't think of any.
Rapid fire!
All right, rapid fire. Here we go. So this is where I give you two things to pick from. You must pick one. In many cases, it's one exists and one does not exist. You can't, you know.
Gotcha.
You got to pick one. So here we go. Let's start with an easy one. NSYNC or Backstreet Boys?
Backstreet Boys.
Obviously. All right. Prince or David Bowie?
Prince.
Oh, no hesitation there. Elvis or the Beatles?
The Beatles.
Okay. Star Wars or Star Trek?
Star Wars.
Okay. Let's try Han Solo or Luke?
Han Solo.
Hell yeah.
Okay. Marvel or DC?
Marvel.
All right. X-Men or Avengers?
Ooh. X-Men.
All right. AIDS or cancer?
Ooh. Cancer.
All right. Circumcised or not?
Circumcised. but gentlemen, don't be sad if you don't be insecure if you're not.
You know, I thought I hated uncircumcised dudes till I dated one, and then I was like,
that's not a deal.
Rad.
That's not a deal breaker.
Fuck no.
Not at all.
Fuck.
Okay. Pizza or tacos?
Pizza.
Okay, favorite drunk food. Taco.
Yeah,
I know.
But then she's not drunk right now. Right? So it does. Yes. It could be different.
Very,
yeah.
Very good.
Gay or ginger?
Oh, thank you, Riku.
gay.
You'd rather be gay than have red hair.
Okay. I am gay and I don't have red hair. So.
Fuck. So you're cool, right? You're cool with what you are.
Yes.
Riku, do you have any? Oh, you know what? Zombo has some, right?
Oh, yeah, you know what? Zombo does. We haven't busted out the Zombos in a while. So.
Alien or Predator?
Alien.
Freddy or Jason?
Ooh, Freddy.
Nice.
Poltergeist or Saw?
Poltergeist.
Fuck yeah.
Come on.
Poltergeist is so much better.
Ellen or Porsche?
Ellen. Bias.
I go the other way. Just saying. That's me. But, Rick, you got any more?
Oh, would you rather have, what is it, ASL? Would you rather have Lou Gehrig's disease or Lou Gehrig's disease or Alzheimer's?
Lou Gehrig's disease.
Dude, she knew quick what she wanted. I like that. Because a lot of time people go, and it hurts her brain.
Nah, I want to at least like know the faces of who I'm talking to, you know?
Right.
Fuck, well, and one's harder on you and one's harder on your family.
Exactly, you know, try to spare them that.
All right, some punk rock. Clash or Ramones?
Ramones.
Metal, we'll go Ozzy or Dio.
Ooh. Ozzy, probably just because I know more Ozzy. But.
Okay. Let's see.
Okay, theoretically, who would win a fight, a donkey or a walrus?
Ooh, donkey.
That's the correct answer.
The kick.
Which is, and you wouldn't think, like, walruses are scary, but donkeys are cool.
Yeah, and they're faster, even though they're stubborn. But if they're in the presence of a walrus, I bet they get a little frisky.
Now, if they were fighting underwater, the walrus would totally win.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Water's not a factor in this fight. Yes. It'd be on land.
Who would you do? Caitlyn Jenner or Chaz Bono?
Chaz.
Nice.
Yeah.
I just, for the sole fact, I wouldn't want to be associated with anyone in that family.
Yeah. Totally. Totally.
Backup question. Does that question offend you?
Not at all.
Okay. Just checking.
We had somebody who was dating somebody who was transgendered, and they were totally offended by that question.
No, I don't really get offended very easily.
Nice. Okay, that's good. Dude, I love gays who don't get offended. Dude, we're not a bunch of wimps that are fucking freaking out because everybody's offended. Yeah.
Life's too short to be pissed off about stupid shit all the time.
We're not asking that shit to be offensive. We're just curious. Yeah. You know? I don't think it's offensive. I don't know.
No, not at all.
But let's say you weren't gay, and you had to pick between Clooney or Pitt. Who'd you do?
Pitt. No, Clooney.
Oh, that's more the dad thing. Yeah.
He is getting up there, and I'm a little young, but he's just like so classically handsome. He's still classically handsome.
I would let Brad Pitt wreck me.
He does have the jawline.
I'd probably go Clooney. He just seems like he'd be cool afterwards and get you a beer.
Most men respect Clooney more.
Yeah. I don't think Brad would call you back. Or leave you flowers. No, I'm just, it's hypothetical, you know. You already know which lesbian I like better, Ellen or Portia. Portia.
Clooney would like go get you a glass of water after.
Yeah.
So, like, it would be sweet.
Or maybe even some tequila or something.
I want a little hot chocolate. Thanks, thanks George.
Thanks, George. Oh,
his aunt was fucking Rosemary Clooney, and I'm super into her music, so.
Oh, there's that too. Yeah. I didn't think about that.
Is his wife now, or they got married? It's a super badass woman.
Did he?
Yeah.
He got like a supermodel or something?
No, like I don't want to speak on things I don't know. She's a political figure of some sorts.
Oh.
But she's progressive and does cool shit from what I've heard.
Over in Italy or something?
I'm pretty sure.
He's always over there. I know he has a place in Italy.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know his life super well, but I hear that his lady is really badass.
Cool. We'll have to Google that after the show.
Dude, do you go for butch chicks or girly girls?
Girly girls.
Nice.
I try not to discriminate, but just naturally girly girls.
I know what you're saying, dude. Pretty. I like men. That's why I want guys. Yeah.
Exactly. Pretty feminine.
There's nothing wrong with being a little swishy.
Nothing at all.
Right on. Well, that's your quiz for the week.
Yay!
Let's tally up the points here. Looks like you got 1,047 points.
Oh, do I pass?
Amazing. No, you actually exceeded many, many other players through the ages. So good job.
Awesome.
All right. So, all right, here we go.
Usually, like, somebody wins and somebody loses, and we make fun of the loser and we give the winner nothing. And like, but you're just all by yourself, so.
That's right.
We can only compare you to past guests.
I'm the winner and the loser. Beautiful.
That's sad. And great.
I know. So, that's, you know what you win. You get to play us a couple more songs. Right. What do you
more
think?
More songs!
Sounds good.
Thank you so much.
What do you think? Two more?
Yeah. Probably? You want to go back to back? Go for it.
All right.
Or you can do one. We can say goodbye and do another.
Yeah, then we'll do one for the closer. Yeah.
Oh, sure. All right,
let's do that.
After the outro the show.
Sounds good. Let's see.
You're listening to Worst Little Podcast with guest Steve Cooper.
This song is called Run for Cover. It's a angry lady song. I did love Alanis Morissette screaming at the top of her lungs being pissed off. So.
Hell yeah.
When we loved each other, you were loving another. Now you got the nerve to tell me you love me like a brother. Hey.
crawled up in my head. You know you're not that, I can't fight that. And that's why, oh, that's why you like it. Yeah, you like it, yeah, you like to control. Just to feed your ego, baby, you are so insecure. Cause when we loved each other, you were loving another. Now you got the nerve to tell me you love me like a brother. Well, send a word to your mother, make her baby boy suffer. Hey, my one and baby, run for cover. Tell me you love me like a brother. Well, send a word to your mother, make her baby boy suffer. Hey, my one and baby, run for cover.
Yeah.
Smoke.
Screw them, dude.
Yeah.
Whoever bang other people.
Whoever cheated on you was bad. We don't like them.
Gotta hate them.
It happens. It's funny. I make really angry songs, but it's just kind of that's where I get it out, and then I'm not angry anymore, you know?
Yeah. That's good.
Dude, it really helps to not get your self-worth from who's banging you.
Oh, exactly. Yeah.
That should come from inside. Wouldn't that be great?
Wouldn't it be wonderful? Yeah.
Yeah, so even when George Clooney's banging me, I'm just like, doesn't matter. I'm still Nick.
You know, when he like leaves me for somebody else, I'm gonna be okay. Why George would do that?
Yeah, you know what, George? Let's just not do this. Why don't we just have a drink? Me, you, my wife, we could talk and yeah. Anyway, thank you, Stevie, and
thanks
for being
so
on
much.
The show. We're gonna have you play one more song. I want to say go to Mary Anarchy this weekend, folks. Friday and Saturday, May 12th and 13th. Tons and tons of bands. All going to Hank Sosnowski, who got put into a coma trying to stop somebody from defacing a state monument. And that person is in prison for up to 15 years, yeah. I guess, is what they got.
Yeah.
Anyway. Hank's life will never be the same, and his bills will never end. So we're just going to give him a little drop in the bucket this weekend and help him out. So come out and support that. There should be art, music, auction, raffles.
And I heard 1,000 bands.
Yeah, the 30 bands and a pinball tournament and all kinds of fun. So come hang out at Jub Jub's this weekend sometime. Also, there's Sculpture Fest this weekend. You can go check that out. I think Roxy Colley's playing about 2:30 or 3 or something at Sculpture Fest. You can look that up. That's my band. What else is going on, Rick? You got anything this weekend?
Dude, isn't that enough? And then there's Spencer's thing, but is that like open for everybody?
Oh, Grahamfest? I don't know. I don't think I got an invite.
Oh,
did
Spencer,
you?
They hate us.
Well, they probably love you.
I'm just like, no, I don't get nothing. Or I get invites and then I'm like, never show up. So people stop inviting me.
That's right. They're all, he's working.
Like, fuck. Why even bother asking? He can't make it.
Right.
Dick.
Yeah. Anyway, we didn't want to go to your party, Spencer. Actually, we did.
I would love to go to that. Would be so
much having
fun.
Hella FOMO.
I think I went for a little bit last year. It was really fun.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, it was a fucking party.
God damn, I love those guys.
Or
so much.
I went to Dicklefest. I don't. One of the ones they had at the house.
Right on.
Yeah.
Right. I'll probably be a little out of my age group there. I don't know. I have to like play guitar to try and impress, and then they play guitar to those guys, and they're like, "Yeah, we're still not impressed. Go away." But yeah, that sounds like a pretty good weekend, you guys. And I don't know, do we have a guest next week?
I'm sure we do.
Okay,
I don't know who it is.
So we'll be coming back to you.
Next week. Until the day of, and then it's always a surprise. Rory doesn't even tell me who it is. Like he'll
we
just tell
might
me.
Have the Monday off because it's the wedding next. Oh no, that's the week after.
No, Rory doesn't care about us.
I think the Monday after the wedding we might have off.
Really?
We'll have to check in.
I would
think
that he would just work us like dogs and take off to like Maui or wherever the fuck he's going.
It's possible. It is possible. So anyway, tune back in and for Dogwater Dick, for Nick Ramirez, for Stevie Cooper, for the interns who couldn't make it this week, for Rory Dowd, who's out getting ready to live the rest of his life, and Chewbacca, who's out there working hard in the fields. I'm Nick Ramirez saying, thank you. Life is short. Thanks for listening. Blah, blah, blah. Here's Stevie Cooper.
On the worst little podcast, we're talking out of our ass. That time moves slow. Take me to the ocean, I'll get swept by undertow. Till I realize I've left you at the shore. 'Cause I've been so selfish, but I can't help it. I can be so selfish, but I've gotta tell you this, that I'll take off. The pieces and grab my glue. I'll make a mosaic love that reflects my affection, doing all I can to capture your perfection. 'Cause I've been so selfish, but I can't help it. I can be so selfish, but I've got to tell you this, 'cause I'll take on the city with you. The skyline is better when you're in view,
closed doors and don't fuck any men.
Doug Wonder Studios.
I'm not one to be pushed over my limits.
I know.